Live from the North Mountain Brewing Company in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, and this is a special edition sponsored by the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce. They're going to have a mix and mingle here in about 30 minutes, and we have Tara Elfstar of Empowering Women in studio here. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am great. And Greg Isaac, of course, star of Breakthrough Sports, Real Hockey Talk, and a special guest. This is really exciting for me because I love stage hypnotists. We have Jim Kellner in studio as well, and you're going to do some demonstrations.
I am. I'm going to do some demonstrations here in a little bit.
You've already had me at hello, and I'm hypnotized already. Okay, so anyway, this is going to be a lot of fun because you're going to gather up a few people, do some stage hypnosis. It's going to change their life, right?
Absolutely going to change their life in many, many ways.
This is great. I've seen a lot of stage hypnosis before, and you get a round of applause. Flip Worley, I think, right? We talked about
Flip Worley is going to be in one of the comedy clubs here at the end of the month. Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And let's see, Pat Collins, one of the originals from long, long ago. You have to be as old as I to remember her, but she was really good.
And you can see her on YouTube, the hypnotist.
Yes, that's what she was called. Yeah. She had a club in Hollywood, I believe, and she would go to Vegas. And of course, that's what we're going to do for you. We're going to get you in Vegas.
That's right.
And have a sign-up sheet here right now for that event. So Jim, just tell us a little bit about you before you get going with doing some stage hypnosis. How long have you been doing hypnosis?
Well, I got trained about 14, 15 years ago, and I didn't really do much with it. I just was doing other stuff. I was a massage therapist. And then about 5 years ago, I was in a really bad place in my life. Just a lot of stuff was not going well. I ended up using hypnosis to lose about 50 pounds. I got a different job. I turned my life around completely. And then I thought, hey, maybe I can help other people. Cool. At the time, I was also I was doing stand-up comedy. And so I thought, hey, this would be a great combination, right? So that's when I started doing the stage stuff.
See, that is cool. So you do therapeutic hypnosis as well as stage hypnosis.
Absolutely, yeah. I have a clinic up in North Phoenix, North Mountain Cardio.
Oh, nice.
I have a hypnotherapy practice there. I see people for stress, weight loss, smoking, all that.
And just for you, we're going to bring in a couch here later.
Perfect. Absolutely.
So you could do some therapeutic stuff, or maybe even after it closes.
I'm excited
anyway,
to see
back
this.
To you, Tara.
I'm excited to see it.
Oh, it should be really good.
I've never seen anyone hypnotized.
You've never seen a stage show before?
You know, maybe when I was a kid, like at the fair or something, but no.
It's funny, I got to tell you. It is hysterical. Now, how far do you go during stage hypnosis? Some people, like in Las Vegas, something cool. What's his name?
Anthony Cools?
Yeah, Anthony Cools. He more X-rated.
Yes.
There's others that are family.
All right.
So where are you going to be doing it today and whether I should stay or not?
Definitely X-rated for you, Dave.
It would be. Anything would be. PG is X-rated
yes,
for me.
Yeah, exactly.
When did they invent that, I say to myself?
We're going
to
keep it family-friendly. I generally keep it family-friendly, unless I'm in a comedy club, specifically a comedy club,
sure.
and they maybe ask me to do a more adult-themed type show.
Yeah.
I don't normally do the really sexy stuff like Anthony Cools and some of those guys do.
Yeah.
But I could, but just haven't.
Yeah, well, I did not volunteer for his show at all. So you're in for a treat.
I'm excited, yeah.
Yeah, this is very good.
Did you find people already that...
We found a couple of people already that are excited to give it a try. Absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now, how hard is it... two questions, because a lot of people want to know this. Can everybody be hypnotized, number one? And how hard is it to hypnotize the general public?
So I'll tell you, let me give you a quote, my memory of a quote by Justin Trans, who's actually a Vegas hypnotist. He's been on Playboy TV. He's been on the IKEA commercials. There's been a lot of stuff. He says that everybody can be hypnotized. It's just some people just takes longer.
Gotcha.
That's kind of the short version of what it is.
Okay.
And that's what I've discovered, too. In fact, it's funny, too. 99% of the people, in fact, we were in your office the other day and we met a guy. 99% of the people go, I couldn't be hypnotized.
Yeah.
When it's actually the opposite. It's about 1% of the people can't experience hypnosis on some level.
Right.
Really?
Yeah, the degree is how the depth of the hypnosis.
That's
I agree.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And how quickly it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So So there's rapid induction techniques. I know I've seen that in some of my NLP training, and of course you've taken NLP as well. And then there's indirect with Ericksonian type style.
Sure.
But I think for stage hypnosis, you do more of the authoritative.
Older style. I think we kind of call it older style because Ericksonian kind of start off in the 60s.
Right.
But it is more direct. It may start off a little bit indirect, but then go right into sort of direct, do this, you know, my voice, you know, the sound of my voice. And what's interesting is I talked to volunteers afterwards, and they're like, it was weird. It was just like your voice, I was just compelled to do what you wanted me to do.
Wow.
So it's really cool. Yeah.
But don't say Cools, because that reminds me of Anthony Cools from Las Vegas.
Stop taking off your shirt, babe. Put your shirt back on.
Exactly. Yeah. Whatever it is, it's funny, though. I mean, it's interesting, too, at the same time.
Yes, absolutely.
Do people remember what happened on stage?
Some people do, some people don't. It varies a lot. And some people will actually remember days later. They'll remember what happened. Some people watch the video afterwards and are like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I did that. You know?
Wow.
Yeah.
See, I think I wouldn't be able to be hypnotized.
No?
No, but sleep. That's the thing. Yeah.
I mean, because people have an idea of what hypnosis is. They believe it's like this mind control, like it's they're going to feel like a zombie. When really, oftentimes what they feel like is they oftentimes just feel relaxed. Now, it's not just relaxation, but they oftentimes feel relaxed. Sometimes they kind of zone out. The problem is people just don't know what it feels like to be hypnotized.
That's a good point. Go ahead, Tara.
No, I was going to ask, when you say you do it for weight loss, what happens, what triggers, what goes on under hypnosis that makes them lose weight?
One of the things is, for instance, is I can help people that's a great question, because sometimes people come to me for hypnosis and they think the hypnosis alone is just going to make them lose weight or quit smoking or whatever. It's actually the suggestions that I give them. They still have to take the action.
Okay.
You know, you've got to eat, you know, some healthy food. You got to exercise, get rid of the stress and all that. It makes it easier, because what we actually do in hypnosis is we're talking to that other part of our mind, that sort of other than conscious part that really controls us. It controls most of our actions. It also controls our autonomic nervous system, which is our heart rate, the breathing and everything. And so it's very powerful. And once we tap into that, and now some people, you know, I've had people, I love this one. I had a client one time who came to me. And she wasn't exercising. She came back in a month and said her exercise bike was talking to her, saying, come ride me, right? Now, I've been doing hypnosis for 20 years. I have never had any exercise equipment talk to me, okay? So it's going to vary for everybody.
Interesting.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
And to add to that, it's you're really bypassing the filters that the conscious mind has. So that helps, too, when you go right to the unconscious. And it's sort of like it takes orders directly.
That's exactly right, Dave. Thanks for bringing that up. You know, we're going past that critical faculty and kind of bypassing that. And what that does, one of the things that does is, like, for instance, if I tell someone, you know, they enjoy eating fruits and vegetables, you know, if I just say that to them, they're going to go, no, I don't, right?
Exactly.
I hate cauliflower or whatever. But when I do it in hypnosis, the other than conscious part, you know, that other part just sort of goes, okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And some people will be immediate, and then some people, they'll have to keep listening. You know, always give them a CD or something to listen to.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a couple weeks, maybe a few months, and pretty soon the whole life changes. Believe me, I know. I never ate vegetables. I never ate fruits and vegetables. You know, I mean, I still don't like Brussels sprouts, but.
So one of the rapid induction, I mean, I've seen you do it. I've seen other people, you know, they'll snap their fingers and go sleep. And if you get in between the seams, it works if they're distracted. So I tried that on my ex-wife once. I go, sleep. And she goes, I got a headache. It just wouldn't work. I just don't get it. But Tara, how does that work with women?
You know, I'm not even going to go there.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Not even going to go there.
I was curious about that. So it did not work. You should have been there.
Right. You should have been there.
I would beg you to be there. But that's okay. So should we get in position?
Yeah.
To do some stage hypnosis now.
Sounds good.
And I know you have a few volunteers. There may be a few more that might be interested.
Absolutely.
And then we could either go on a break or talk behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we go on a break or keep talking? We'll keep talking. And you could gather them up and then do the induction, and then we'll come back with you and see what happens.
Absolutely. Ken, anybody who's listening, I just want them to know that this is it's a very safe process. You're not going to do anything that your morals, you're against your morals or anything like that. Can't really make you do anything you don't want to do. You really got to want to experience hypnosis. And so anybody who wants to, can come on up this way. I'm going to go around and chat with people, and we'll see if we can get a few people up here, Dave.
Awesome. Excellent. And we will keep talking and come on back when you have a chance. Okay, so I'm excited.
I'm excited too.
I feel it's very interesting. And, of course, the therapeutic side is very helpful. And, neuro-linguistic programming, as you know, I'm a master practitioner. That's waking state hypnosis, it's called. But in the waking state. So this is going to be, he's actually going to put people under. He's looking for people. People are running out of the building. What is going on here? No, I'm kidding. I know there were several volunteers. That one girl, where'd she go? It's her birthday. Anyone's birthday out there? Step forward. Yeah, there was that. Several people that came forward, including one of the employees back there. Oh, there he is. He's behind the bar drinking. Okay. Tell him to stop drinking. Now, as he gathers up some people, come on, don't be shy. Who should we volunteer for?
They weren't planning on this, coming to just have a drink and a...
Yeah. Now they're drinking more. Wow, this is good for business. Okay. Anyway, so Tara, star of Empowering Women. Oh, she hates
it. If I could teach you how to produce in 5 minutes, I would do it.
Oh, you would?
Yeah, but I think you should do it, actually.
Oh. No, I don't want to do it.
Why not?
Don, do you want to do it? Theo, what do you say? You guys know hypnosis somewhat anyway.
I
think Gordon wants to do it.
I think you should do it. You know, we could take over the talking reins.
You would be good, actually. You would probably... So, wow, we hear the sounds of the motorcycle. That's called utilization. So which one?
I'll give it a try.
You will?
Well, here's what we could do.
Okay.
I will keep the show running like this. You just can't take any commercial breaks.
That's fine.
That's all.
Okay.
You can.
We can edit it
and
later.
And if you hear the stereo over here make a loud, like, you just turn number four off.
So we do have another volunteer, our producer. That leaves it up to me to figure out how to do this.
But I think we have someone here, right?
Oh, no.
Well, we do have a couple. It looks like
I think we'll get a couple
on stage.
He's going to do it.
All right. Yeah. Well, the more the better is my opinion. And this is like a parade, like the Macy's parade. You and so I'm like, what? Who are those people? Ryan Seacrest?
No. We're
we're Donnie and Marie.
Oh, gosh.
No, we're Matt Lauer.
Matt Lauer and
Ann Curry.
No, not Ann Curry.
Savannah Guthrie.
Savannah, she's awesome.
Yeah. All I know is that they're freezing cold, and they have like three sets of gloves on and all that stuff.
Oh, well, I have never three sets of underwear right now. Don't tell anyone. So,
well, that's
anyway.
For a different reason.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
They're not all on right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they're in the car. Okay, so
do we have somebody right
we
now?
We do have.
It looks like there is somebody right now.
I think Theo might be doing it. Greg's going to do it. There's an employee back there that, there he is. He's...
I can imagine it's a little frightening.
Yes.
Oh, no. In this environment as well.
I think it was in high school we had a hypnosis come by.
You did?
And yeah, I just... It was a little scary. I wasn't hypnotized. Someone else had volunteered, but it was interesting. It was fun, though.
Yeah. You got to sort of want to, I think, in this environment. Oh, really? Oh, yeah, she's the one with the birthday that I think.
Oh. Well,
which one?
Should we maybe take a break and see if we can find or do
we'll keep going. Okay. If you point me in the direction of who it is, we'll get her on.
Okay. So go ahead. We'll take it over from here. And we do have some people coming on board. I forgot the guy's name, the employee, talking to the two women over there. Let's get his attention. He's one of them that is very excited to do hypnosis.
So
yes,
he looks extremely excited.
I'm
running
excited.
Over here.
Oh, look at Greg! Look at Greg go, man! I've never seen Greg so excited.
Now, honestly, if it were a different
environment, like a private home, we could go to your house afterwards.
No, if it were
Theo's house,
a little more, I think people came in
more
here.
More intimate.
Exactly.
Okay, then that'd be like Anthony Cool's style, but I'm not sure that would be.
Or where there's a stage and people are expecting.
Yeah, get them on the tables. They may end up on the table anyway. That's what I'm thinking. So anyway, so let's pretend this is a parade, the Macy Day Thanksgiving parade. So Savannah, how are you?
So I'm great. So I'm excited for next week for our Empowering Women
right.
show.
That's yeah, let's talk good. A little bit about that. We have a guest on
Wendy
next.
Parker. Yes, she's
LA
kind of made herself in Hollywood. She went there to be an actress and did some extra work and worked on, remember the MTV Grind show, the dancing
yeah.
show? She worked
oh.
on that. Anyhow, she did all sorts of acting work and then worked her way up in a events job at the Supper Club, the world famous Supper Club. And oh. now she puts on events for people like Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, really?
Big celebrities.
Well, that's cool. And she probably is going to have some good stories.
Good stories and also inspirational. Never went to school. Just kind of
wow.
Worked really hard and made it.
That is very cool. And that show will be on 10 o'clock
Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, I think the 24th.
It is the 24th.
On your yes. Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network station, which is GreatRadioShow.com. So, Greg, how are we doing? Jim, how are we doing gathering
somebody?
Up?
Do we have
somebody?
Yeah.
We had a volunteer.
Here we go.
Oh. We had a volunteer that's afraid of the radio, so
oh.
she's not going to participate. So we have a couple people.
Yeah.
Anybody else who wants to come over, come on over right now, and we'll go ahead and get started.
It's your chance to make it big nationally.
It's a very
and
quiet crowd.
How about the young man, the employee? He was very excited.
Oh, yeah. And I also will leave you with some positive suggestions to help you if you want to be more successful in you know whatever you're might be working on, your personal goals, that kind of stuff. So it's not all just going to be fun and games. And you're not going to do anything really silly. We're just going to do some stuff that's going to be that's going to transfer well to radio.
Okay. Oh, excellent.
I'll do it.
All right, so we got Greg.
Yeah, let's do it.
We have Theo, and we have why don't you go over and get that other young man behind the bar, if Candy will allow him. I forgot his name, but he was very excited. He's now walking away. Oh, there he is.
Greg, no. I really want you to do it. I think it would be really fun to see you hypnotized.
Wow.
Really? Don't you think?
I don't know what he's... There he goes.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
Okay, here we go. I'll take over from
this
here.
This is exciting.
So, Greg, get on up there, and we will do the play-by-play.
Well, is he going first?
I think
is
you
it?
Do
it
Yeah, you know why? Because he's working right
no,
now?
No, I think you do it all together, right, Jim?
All together?
Three? Are you going to...
Okay.
Oh, cool.
Here we go.
Oh, hey, well,
we're missing one thing. There's no women here. What is going on here? What's a bar without women?
Oh, goodness. There's women here.
Where? No, I mean sitting there with the volunteers.
Oh.
It looks like Pep Boys commercial.
It's just not... I don't think anyone who came here was planning on being hypnotized
yeah.
today. I think that's more.
A few extra dollars? Can I get you to do it? No, I'm just kidding. Okay, well, anyway, this is going to be exciting. And there is, not only is it entertaining, but, you know, hypnosis is sort of cool. It is.
I mean,
you know,
it's
with the right person, obviously.
It can really help somebody.
Help in many ways.
And like what you do, I know you've talked to me before about some of that. Just those little techniques you've taught me have really helped.
Yeah, NLP is great. Mm-hmm. And that's based on Milton Erickson. We'll give a little background. Of course, Theo knows all this. Working with Tony Robbins, the king of NLP, I would say. He really brought it out to the public and, of course, renamed it. What does he call it now? Neuro-associative conditioning, I think. Yeah, I think so. And some great books. I do say, you know, Waking the Giant Within, Unlimited Power. Very good NLP books to start with. Back in the 80s, I believe, they were actually written. I don't think he's written a lot of other books since then. But he's had a lot of tape type of stuff and very, very valuable from a mindset perspective. So we're getting ready
so for... what happened? I thought we had everyone set up and ready to
Well, they
go.
Hypnotized them and they said, scatter. And it worked. Everyone got up. They left. And now they're coming back for more.
Okay.
So we're at the North Mountain Brewing Company in Phoenix, Arizona. If you want to come down here, definitely come down here and see the stage ship. Hypnotist at work, Jim Kellner. And
it's a great place, great spot.
It really is. We think this is one of the better places in the best kept secret in a way, but it's not so much secret anymore. They've been here now just celebrating their second anniversary, and they very much have attracted a nice clientele. And it reminds me of Chairs a little bit.
Yeah, and I like the fact that you have the garage doors open to the air and the patio. It's
yeah,
nice.
We are not in a garage, however.
Well,
but
they're
yeah.
the trendy garage doors.
Yeah, the trendy doors. And
yes.
Yeah, you're in real estate, so you know. Yes. Do homes have that now? trendy garage doors?
I mean, you see some interesting things, but that's more of something you see in a restaurant.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. But they have like six TVs. I know when we talked to Robert and Candy, the owners of this great establishment, you know, they're not really a sports bar. It's sort of a I don't know, what would you call it? Like a pub, a community?
It's a pub.
And it's a community sitting arrangement with a long table.
It's got a good vibe, very comfortable,
yeah.
Good location, centrally located.
Yeah, it's very nice. Off 7th Street and Dunlap, I think it's 622 East, or is it West? No, East.
East.
East Dunlap, you're right. Mm-hmm. It's right off of 7th Street. So come on down here. And this is really a cool place. They're doing the induction now, so I've sort of now whispering.
I know,
so
I feel like we need to be quiet.
So he can do this induction. We're doing the play-by-play. This has never happened in radio history to do a play-by-play of an induction of hypnosis. And they are enjoying. In fact, I feel like I'm getting sleepy he does this induction. Tara, I think you will have to take over my...
You're going to be okay. You're going to
all right,
be
slap
okay.
me a few times. Okay. Oh, I'm better now.
Okay. Yeah. I don't understand how this is possible to be hypnotized in this loud place.
Well, you can if... There's certain things called utilization where you can utilize, as you hear the noise of the bar, you're going to go deeper and deeper and deeper. So there's a lot of things. I might be contributing to their induction now. I don't know. But it is fascinating with hypnotic language patterns. It's a lot of nonverbal intonation patterns. And it is probably a little noisy, but...
It's interesting.
But
this
it is fascinating.
We're watching three men be hypnotized.
Three men and a baby. they're going to make a movie after that. So, but I see other people. It looks like North Phoenix Chamber, people are coming in now. It's still a bit early. That doesn't start till 5:30. But it looks like people are anxious. Lucky it stopped raining. It was raining this morning.
It was nice. It was beautiful all day.
You liked it?
I loved it.
You loved the rain?
I did.
You're not going to move to Oregon, are you?
No.
Okay. Or Washington.
But being a native, it's always refreshing.
It is.
When it rains.
It's like Uncola, 7-Up, refreshing. So they have a nice crowd so far. It's only going to get busier tonight because of the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce. Mix and mingle. And I think that's every... Let's see, Gordon, is it every third Thursday? Every third Thursday of the month, we have that situation. So mix and mingle at some type of restaurant location, and it's a really great event. So how are they doing?
Maybe the guy that works here is getting hypnotized.
Yeah, it looks like he's got a knife, ladies and gentlemen. No, just kidding.
he's the one who looks most in tune. I don't know about Greg over there.
No, Greg looks like he's going under, but this guy definitely is in the middle. The young man that works here at the North Mountain Brewing Company.
Yeah, I don't think Theo is going under.
It looks like he's a little...
Leaned over.
Yeah, he's trying to hear, I think. But maybe, because he's... let's watch him as they continue the induction with people taking pictures of this amazing event, a first at North Mountain Brewing Company, a first time for everything.
Very, very interesting. How did this all happen? How did you guys get this?
Well, I met Jim at a networking event, and... you do the 30-second commercials, you stand up, you say what you do. And I picked a few people that I thought, wow, that's sort of interesting.
Yeah.
Because he said he was a stage hypnosis as someone named Wilson is walking by. And did not interrupt. I think they're getting deep and deeper. It looks like they're going to have musicians here tonight.
Or a
juggling act. I'm not sure. One of the other...
There's a lot going on here.
Yeah, they're bringing out food. I didn't know about that.
There's just a lot going on.
Or is that someone that Gordon, did you order that? No. That's probably for the North Phoenix Chamber, I suspect. So it looks like the young guy, I'm going to whisper this, is going under more and more, deeper and deeper.
Yeah, I think he's the one who's going to have the best results. And I don't know about
looks
Greg.
Like
Greg's
looks
kind of
like
going
he
under.
Could be. And
Theo... I can't tell. He's kind of leaned over.
It's really hard to say. There's only one way is when he says to get on the table and do a southern dance.
I wonder what he's
going to
ask them to do. We don't even know what he's going to.
No, he said it's going to be tame, though. So there we go. And then there's people coming in and out. More people coming in again for the
North Phoenix Chamber. It's a happening spot.
Yeah, you're going to come here again?
Absolutely.
Really? To see stage hypnosis?
Not for that. Since I'm witnessing this right now, I'm going to come here to eat.
And drink.
And have a drink.
Really? What type of drink do you like?
You know,
they
I'm
have
not,
a lot of beer here,
I'm
by
not
the
a
way.
Big drinker, but I just recently had a Moscow Mule.
A who?
A Moscow Mule. It's ginger beer.
Ginger beer. I love ginger.
Vodka. And lime, I think.
Lime?
It was really good.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, look at this. I think they're hypnotized.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's see. Yeah, the middle guy looks definitely very relaxed.
Yeah, look at that.
Very
hypnotized.
Relaxed.
I'm kind of freaking out.
I think
they're really
Don't start screaming on me. What would I talk
I'm to? I'm just a little shocked.
Yeah, no, it looks... yeah, he's doing some, I believe, some anchoring right now to get Greg to feel even more relaxed.
Now, look at Theo. He looks like he's going to lean right over and fall.
Yeah, but because of the instruction not to fall, I think he's okay. So you stay upright and
there's
safe,
there's
of course.
There's a fly on his hand. Look, he's not even moving.
Oh, wow.
He really is hypnotized.
That could be good utilization if we, I won't say... Oh, I think he is.
I think they all are.
I think they all are. Gordon, I think they've got him here.
I think they're hypnotized.
This is really remarkable.
It's
he's going to, Jim will be coming
back. We are
back.
In a loud bar restaurant, and he just hypnotized three
I don't want to scare
men.
You, but you're hypnotized and you don't know it.
No, I'm not.
Okay, you're not. I'm kidding you. As you were about to slap me.
No,
okay,
I'm
getting.
Slap you.
All right,
never.
So they're.
I wonder what they're going to do next. This is.
Well,
they're all slouched over.
Once he's
like in a passed out state.
Yeah. Once he realizes they're susceptible to suggestions, Jim will get back on the mic and go ahead and give certain instructions to do certain things, and that's what we'll get back and resume with what Jim the hypnotist is doing. It is quite interesting, I will say.
It really is, especially in where we are right now. It's not... We're in a busy bar with the doors open and traffic driving by. Like, for them to just go into that state, they're all slouched over. They were just all completely wide awake, and now they're all in a sedated state in front of us.
Yeah, actually, that is a good compliment to Jim Kellner here to be able to do it under these conditions. Now, when you see stage hypnosis, the audience is usually very quiet and it's darker.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
And it's more conducive. I think you're right. And he has to talk loud enough for them to hear the instructions.
Yeah.
And it looks like he's doing a good job with our undertones of other commentary.
Yes, this is amazing. He's
and
got them all completely.
Yeah,
completely.
Let's see.
He's lifting up their hands to see if they move, and they're not.
They're
all sedated.
Yeah. And so they're very excited. There's other people waving to us. See, you are a star.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing.
Yeah, this is quite amazing here. Yeah, we're live radio here, and see. So, and then they run away when
and
we say we're live.
It's okay. You can talk to us.
People are this shy when it comes, obviously, to radio. And there's John. John over to the right eating some food.
And
he's been on the radio before.
The North Valley Chamber.
The North Phoenix Chamber
North Phoenix.
Of
why
Commerce.
Do I keep, I'm,
North Valley.
Why do I keep saying North Valley?
Because you're
Phoenix.
Hypnotized
I,
and you
I
don't
think
know.
Really me.
Okay. Oh, look at this. Look. He's raising his hand.
No way.
Yeah, he is. And it's look at it. So we have participant number one. I'll protect the names. Right? Nicely, not saying their names. But look at that. They're doing some actual demonstration now This is fascinating, isn't it?
This is fascinating. So we've got two that are still in a sedated state, not moving, and one that is sitting here with his arm all the way up in the air.
Yeah, and we're not sure if he's asking for help or if that was instruction that was given to him. But we will find out shortly once he, once he realizes.
Okay, so the now one awakened. Of the people that has been hypnotized is
eyes open?
Staff.
No, not yet.
For North Mountain.
They're shaking hands, and he's doing some other deeper hypnotic suggestions to get him in a deeper trance, is what I'm thinking.
What was that?
Well, that's some authoritative moves of deeper to get deeper into hypnosis state, and he is pretty deep right now.
Okay, so right now, what would this? What's the power of this right here? What can be done right now?
Well, I think almost anything. I think if he gives, look at participant number one, his hand is still up.
Why is his hand up?
That must be very rigid. Some people would say that's better than a blue pill. But anyway, so looks like Greg definitely is under. John doesn't realize.
Oh my gosh!
He's in
I
the
have to get a
picture show.
Of this. We could. This is blackmail.
It could be if the suggestion was right. That's the thing, and we'll see what happens. Okay, it looks like it looks like he's definitely under. His eyes are open.
Oh my gosh!
And,
this is crazy.
He's,
this is fascinating.
Yeah. Oh. Wow, he's good. He's Jim is good.
Gosh.
He really got them in a deep state.
He's got them. And these are people we want to
Yeah, you may want to put this on Facebook without their permission.
No. But what's fascinating is we know all three of these people. One of them works here. One of them is a guest.
And one works with us.
And one works with us. They were not, they know
nothing.
There was no planning.
This
completely
is,
were hypnotized.
As the crowd keeps coming in, and it's fascinating. I don't know if Jim's going to get back on the mic and have them actually do certain things, or if he's just showing a demonstration how he can get them hypnotized this quickly. And it's been pretty good. I mean, at the stage hypnosis shows I've seen.
Okay, now he's putting his arm up again.
Yeah, he may have been. Jim may have said a key word, and anytime you hear that word, your hand will raise.
Now, why don't the other guys have their hand raised?
I don't know if he's had Greg's starting to, you could see. And then he's like a rag doll. Oh, my God, is he relaxed or what? He is like totally, that's good to take some pictures. I probably should, too. And see as they continue to go deeper and deeper.
Okay, now the guy who works here, his eyes are open. Is he hypnotized?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Jim the hypnotist could have said, open your eyes, look at me, then close.
This is fascinating.
See if Jim is ready to do anything with the microphone, but maybe not. He's going to put him back
up. I'm going to get one more picture of this because I think all of these men who
Yeah,
would
they
never
have no idea what's going on here.
Are you the one who didn't want to do this? Are you the one who didn't want to do it?
So this is... No,
no okay, it wasn't you.
I've done it. Okay.
Really? This is fascinating.
All right, so he's still...
Oh, no. Oh, they made her dance like Beyonce when she did it.
Really?
Oh, my gosh, at the state fair.
So they're still evidently either giving instructions...
Yeah, but they're all...
Or... Okay.
Okay.
So do you want to get the mic going?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. The three people up here that I've been working with, I want you to just allow, when I touch your shoulder, I want you to go even deeper into relaxation, but you are stuck to your chair. You cannot move from your chair unless I invite you to, because the sound of my voice compels you to follow my instructions completely. The fact the more closely you follow my instructions, the better you feel. Let that arm go completely as I just pick it up and let it fall. Let it fall. Let it fall. Very good. Perfect. All right. You are stuck to that chair. Now let it go. There you go. Let go even more. Let go even more. Let go even more. Fantastic. All right. So we're gonna have a little fun with the guys here. They're really great subjects. You can see they're very relaxed.
Very relaxed.
Very relaxed.
And so the three guys I'm talking to, I just want you to remember that whatever you're feeling right now is appropriate for you. It's exactly where you need to be, and you're gonna go even deeper into hypnosis as we continue on with the program here, so I want you to just allow yourself to go even deeper into relaxation. even deeper. So let's do something interesting. Let's see if we have an expert. Is there an expert that you'd like to talk to, Dave? Is anyone that you'd like to talk to? Any expert in the world?
I would like. I don't know if they remember, but like a Dr. Ruth.
Okay, a Dr. Ruth. So maybe you can give like sexual advice.
Well, sort of. It depends what
relationship
they say.
Advice.
Yeah, relationship.
Yes,
we're with some mild undertones.
Right. So person I'm touching right now. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 3. When I say the number 3, you are the world's foremost expert on relationships and sex. Now, you'll remember that we are in a family-friendly program, so you will keep all of your comments family-friendly. Person I'm touching right now, you are an expert in relationships. You'll be able to give advice. Anything that you're not sure of, you're absolutely positive of now. You absolutely are an expert in relationships. And all types of sex, relationships, keeping it family-friendly. Nod your head if you understand. Perfect. Now, while keeping your eyes closed, person I'm touching right now, while keeping your eyes closed, I want you to go ahead and just introduce yourself because you're on the radio. 1, 2, 3, you're on the radio. Very good. And you are here to discuss. Dave, you had some questions for the expert. Now, what is your name, sir?
Gilbert Donez.
Okay, Gilbert. Yeah, I have a question. What's the main cause of divorce? The main cause for divorce among couples?
Main cause of divorce, I mean, it's got to be financial issues, of course. It has to be financial.
Okay, so you're saying financial. So what advice would you give someone that has a bad financial situation, but they still love each other?
I mean, the best thing that I could say is, you know, just stick it out through the hard times. And if you guys truly love each other, then things will work out.
That's good advice.
That is good advice.
Very good.
Let me ask, I just want to ask him a question because I'm curious. As an expert in relationships and sex and all this stuff, what is the weirdest question someone's asked you before about relationships or sex?
It would have to be that one right there.
That one right there is the weirdest one you've ever had? Wow, okay. So have you helped a lot of people solve their issues?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I get millions of questions every day.
Every day? How many marriages would you say you've saved over the years?
Well, I'm fairly new to it, but I've only helped save 3 of them.
Save 3 of them. Excellent. All right. Gilbert, go ahead and just relax. Let yourself go. And just relax even deeper now. Even deeper. Even deeper. Even deeper into relaxation. Very good. Very good. Very good. Person I'm touching right now, go ahead and just open your eyes and look at me for a moment. Excellent. Okay. Stuck to your chair. Stuck to your chair. All right. Person I'm touching right now, you are the world's biggest liar. You can't tell the truth. You are the absolute biggest liar in the entire universe. Nothing you say is the truth. Everything that you say is a lie. If you're asked a question, you will come up with the biggest lie that you could possibly think of. Nod your head if you understand. Excellent. Dave, we have an expert here we'd like to interview. Do you have another idea about what kind of expert you'd like to talk to?
I think he should be an income tax expert.
An income tax expert. Fantastic. Person I'm touching right now, you're an expert in tax law, in income taxes, accounting, everything to do with taxes. You're going to be able to help people out. Remember, you are the world's biggest liar. Nod your head if you understand. 1, 2, 3, eyes open. So welcome to the program today. What is your name, sir?
Theo.
You have some questions?
Okay, well, Theo, I understand you're an expert in income tax.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what is the strangest income tax return have you ever prepared? Describe what it's like.
The strangest what?
Income tax return.
The strangest income tax return. Oh, that would be a couple that I was working with. They were from Hollywood, and they were trying to avoid paying a lot of taxes. So ultimately, they had to begin to to find places to stash their money, and they began to put some in the bank in New Mexico, or Old Mexico. They began to put some in Swiss accounts, as far as they were just looking at every place that they could put their money so that they could avoid paying taxes on those.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't want you to break your confidentiality, but it's just us here. Could you tell us who that was that you helped?
I wish I could, but I have to keep that confidential.
Oh, my gosh.
I will say that they were on a reality TV show.
Oh, well, now wow. We want to know.
Find out about you.
I am the world's expert on income tax, especially for U.S. income tax returns.
Oh, especially U.S. Oh. Okay. Yes. And so what do you think sex has to do with income tax?
What is that?
Sex.
What does sex have to do with income tax?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good question. What does sex have to do with income tax? Well, if your income tax are a mess, more than likely your sex life is a mess, too.
Oh, that's a good...
That probably makes sense,
that's
right?
That's really true, probably. That's funny.
All right. Look at me. Just relax. Just go and sleep. Go ahead and scoot back in your chair a little bit. Actually, I want you to, the person I'm touching right now, stand up for me. Go and sit right there for me, please. Oh, sorry. Move over. Move over. And now sleep. Good. Just sleep. Just relax. Very good. Very good.
Oh, my God. He just went to sleep.
Is there a celebrity? I know you just interviewed a bunch of celebrities.
Yes.
You interviewed Jane Seymour. Was there anybody that you wish you could have interviewed?
Yeah, I would say, let me think for a second.
A male that you could have. A man.
A man. How about Clint Eastwood?
Clint Eastwood. You didn't get to interview him?
No, I did not. Yeah.
Can you believe it, Dave? Actually, we have Clint Eastwood here tonight.
Oh,
person
my
I'm touching
God.
Right now. Person I'm touching right now. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 3. When I say the number 3, you are Clint Eastwood. You're here to promote your new movie. You're here to promote your new movie. And you're being interviewed. You're happy to be here, but you are Clint Eastwood. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 3. You are Clint Eastwood, and you're being interviewed about your new movie. You want to promote it. You want people to come out and see your movie. So in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 3. When I say 3, you are Clint Eastwood. Nod your head if you understand. First I'm touching right now. 1, 2, 3. Eyes open, wide awake. Dave, I'm here. We've got Clint Eastwood in the house. Do you have any questions you want to ask Clint?
I do. Clint, what's the name of your new movie that's coming out in May?
Well, that's American Sniper.
Oh, wow. That was a good movie. Who was it starring?
Mr. Bradley Cooper.
Okay, and are you going to have another movie, I understand, in September that's going to be released?
I do.
And what's that?
I don't recall. I just enjoy talking to this chair that's right here.
It is. Well,
I'm 85 years old. Do you think I'd remember that?
Yeah. This he did have experience talking to a chair.
This is a great chair.
It is a good chair.
Yeah.
So, Tara, do you have a question about Clint Eastwood at all?
No, I don't. I'm just in shock right now. I'm just...
It's
I'm in awe of this.
Okay, well, Clint, who's your favorite co-star when you were acting? Who did you enjoy acting with?
Well, that's a tough one. I mean, there's so many of them.
Who was your best kiss on
best
screen?
Best kiss? Oh, boy. Man, that's a good one. All sorts of them, you know. Being Clint Eastwood, I got a lot of play.
Oh my God!
On screen and off, so.
Oh my God!
Well, it was good. I don't remember half their name. I don't even remember the young ex-wife that just divorced me's name.
Now, Clint, you're a golfer at Pebble Beach. You play every year. What was the best score you've ever had? The best round of golf?
Oh boy! Let me ask my chair.
Like 60.
Yeah, I could probably beat like Tiger Woods.
Oh.
Jack Nicklaus.
Oh, Tiger.
That's pretty impressive.
That is impressive, I will say, for Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Beating the best in the business.
Yeah.
Incredible. Wow. Jim,
absolutely.
Do you have a question?
Mr.
Mr. Eastwood, you know, you've been in this industry for a long time. If there's probably some young actors out there that are listening right now, could you give them some advice?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Just enjoy every minute of it. The time that I came up was a much different time, you know, in the 60s and all my westerns, and just be very, very versatile, and that's the way to go. Thank you.
Very versatile.
Nice.
You know, something else I think that we probably all notice, that you stay in incredibly good shape, especially for a man of your age. How do you do it? How do you stay in such good shape?
Well, I eat well, mainly organic. I practice Wilt Chamberlain's exercise, and I talk to chairs.
Oh, my God.
Perfect. Look at me. Sleep. Even deeper now. Even deeper. Perfect. Letting go completely. Now, person I'm touching right now. Now I want you to stand up for me, please. Stand up. Perfect. You're doing perfectly. Just stand right up. Go ahead and move over just a little bit. Move over just a little bit. And now sit down. Good. And sleep. Very good. All right. Do we have time for some more?
Well, let's see. What time? I think the event is 5:42.
It's getting pretty.
Probably not, right, Gordon?
Okay, we're going to wrap it up.
The what?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we've gone through.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and bring them up then so you guys can take over from here. Is that all right?
Yeah, that would be great. Thank you. Wow, that was...
That was fascinating.
There's no doubt all three were under.
They were. I'm anxious to talk to them after they wake up.
See what they remember or not. And, yeah. Well, we have a tape recording of them, which will be played indefinitely.
You tape recorded that?
No, this is live on there.
Oh, I mean, you video. I'm just saying video. See, I was hypnotized.
You got hypnotized? No, I saw you out of the corner of my eye, and you see. But isn't that cute how all their heads are together?
Oh, my gosh.
So he's now getting them to awake, and what they usually do is, you know, you'll feel refreshed and energized, and you'll feel just terrific. And, that's what's going to happen, and I know that's what he's doing. Jim did a good job. I thought he
He did a great job. It was really interesting. It's very...
I know it's sort of short, but perhaps another time we'll do it
a longer
time.
I think with the environment and everything going on here and the North Phoenix Chamber meeting, and it's just... I think it was plenty long enough.
Oh, yeah. No, I think it worked out really well, and it just shows the power of hypnosis. And, right, you thought Thiel, you know, participant number one was not under. He was way under.
He was.
You saw how he looked like a sort of a raggedy Ann doll, just very...
Yeah, they all looked like a raggedy
Ann doll. Very relaxed.
That's the best way to explain how they looked.
Now, I like the comments Greg gave about the chair.
Do you think Greg was under?
Oh, yeah. Because he remembered the chair thing from the Democratic Republican convention. And it was sort of funny. You remember Clint Eastwood was talking to...
I
Oh, yeah. You're going to have to YouTube that. Look, they're relaxed.
Oh, my
gosh.
They
look good. Congratulations, three of you.
Now,
you did great. Are they fully awake, energized, renewed?
A little bit maybe, but yeah, mostly, yeah.
Okay.
Do you remember anything?
Wow.
No?
So they... No?
They're all kind of in a daze.
Yeah, they... They look a little daisy.
That was fun. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
So they're all fully awake, refreshed?
Some people will come right out of it. Some people are going to take a little bit, but they'll start feeling a little bit better. Yeah. You're free to go whenever you need to. Yeah.
Wow. Congratulations, you guys. You did it.
You kept putting your arm up.
Yeah.
You kept putting your arm up like this.
Did you tell him
to put his arm
up?
Yeah,
was that the instruction?
Was
that the instruction for Thiel to put his arm up?
Oh yes, I did the arm levitation.
Right.
Yeah, that was one of the things for him to for his arm to go up. Did you feel compelled to raise your arm then?
Yes, I did.
Well, why don't we interview them real quick?
Oh sure. Yeah.
Let's start with Thiel. And Thiel, do you remember anything about this experience? Do you remember who you were the expert as?
I actually don't remember anything except we were counting down from 100, then saying relax, D, deep relax or relax deeply or something like that. That's all I really remember.
Wow, so you don't remember what you did.
How much time went by?
Probably around, 20 minutes at least?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did it seem a lot shorter?
Okay. No track of time at all.
Really?
Wow. How about Greg? Do you remember who you were?
Yeah, I mean, I remember bits and pieces. Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, it was funny about the chair. That was funny.
Did you know you were staring at the chair?
What was that?
Do you know that you were staring at the chair and talking to the chair?
I vaguely recall, yes. But yeah. I remember being Clint and some of the countdowns with the balloon. Other than that, I mean, it feels like almost a lifetime. You know when you take a nap in the middle of the day, even if you fall asleep for 5 minutes, but it feels like hours later?
Yeah.
That's what it kind of feels like.
Wow.
Right now.
Well, it is tomorrow.
It's very relaxing, yeah.
Wow, that was very interesting. How do you feel now?
Good, just relaxed, you know.
Excellent.
I smell the delicious food. So a little hungry.
Yeah, there's food, definitely.
It was really interesting to watch because you were slumped over, like you were gone.
It's relaxing, very relaxing.
And Jim, could you tell which one, if this is an appropriate question, was deeper than the other two? Were they all about the same depth of hypnosis?
Well, it's interesting because I wondered, Craig, do you feel like it took you a little while to get into that place?
Yeah, a little bit of time. At the beginning, not quite, but as time, it felt like, it's hard to say when. It happened.
Because I had to work with, you may have noticed, I had to work with them a little bit more to get into that place. And part of one of the reasons was, can I just have your arm? You see, when people are really deeply relaxed, the arm just kind of falls. And his was having a little, so we had to work and get that. And so he was... It took him a little bit longer than the others, which is fine because that's how it's supposed to work.
Very
Some people
cool.
really quick, really easily. Theo went in really quick and went really deep. Gilbert was kind of in between, and Craig was took a little bit longer, but he had a great experience.
Very cool. No, it was very interesting, and I thought it went relatively quickly, the induction. It seemed that way to me. So you got him pretty deep pretty quick.
One of the things was I spent a little more time because in this environment, it's a little tough because normally if we're doing a stage show, everybody's quiet, right?
That's what we were talking about earlier.
Because we do say, quiet down. Although it's not necessary, as you saw, but it's a little bit harder for them to kind of relax in this kind of environment. So it might go a little bit quicker in a stage show, but, it's about that.
Yeah. It was very
cool.
Very cool. Yeah, I liked it a lot, actually. I thought you did a great job, actually. Very, very good. And you had a lot of people's attention, I'll tell you. People were watching. Next time we'll need more time and maybe do a special event just on this so we could control the environment a bit so it could be a little more quiet.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because you had to compete with the noise to give instruction.
I'm able to just kind of filter it out and then hopefully they get to that place too.
Yeah, it was very cool. Yeah, so that's the final question. Do you have to go into some type of trance to be able to do this?
I don't have to. I think I sort of do. I sort of go into that place where I'm, like I said, I'm really hyper-focused on just what needs to happen, trying to put out the distractions and that kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It helps. Definitely.
Yeah. That's what I, because, sort of the mirror and matching type of concept, I think, is probably
In therapy more often.
Yeah.
Because I I'm going a little bit slower and I'm doing a real slow cadence. I sort of have a tendency to sort of kind of get into a state with them. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Wow. Well, that was good. I think, looks like the North Phoenix Chamber is now cooking.
Yeah.
Getting a lot of people in there. But Jim Kellner, thank you. Why don't you give out some contact information, how people can get in touch with you?
Absolutely. You can find me on my website, jimkellner.com, KELLNER.com. And I do have an office in North Phoenix for hypnotherapy. So that's at North Mountain Cardio. And that's the website there is northmountaincardio.com. So, and I already actually had some people come up already and give them information. They were interested. They didn't want to volunteer for this, but they want to come in for other things. So,
awesome.
Well, that is very cool.
Very cool.
Well, we'll plan another one, but, devote, perhaps, what, 45 minutes, an hour, something like that?
Yeah, that was really fun. Thanks, Dave.
Oh,
thanks, Tara.
You're more than welcome. Thank you very much.
And thanks to the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce for letting us do this.
Yeah, and the North Mountain Brewing Company live here in a great place. And here comes Greg back from his 5-hour vacation.
I'm sending him the pictures now, so he...
So we got a lot of pictures. So, okay, well, again, thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
I guess we're wrapping up this episode of Breakthrough Entertainment live at the North Mountain Brewing Company in Phoenix, Arizona. Everyone have a great night. Network, come on out here and enjoy the festivities. Really fun. Looks like they have
good
food over there.
It's a happening scene.
It is. Yeah. It is the most happening scene I've seen in a long time. We'll be seeing you soon.